Prime Minister Orbán, President of Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Palinskas, Director General Bokova of UNESCO, Your Excellency, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, as a member of scientific communities, I would like to thank Hungarian Academy of Sciences for organizing this successful and influential series of World Science Forum. Coming to Budapest is always an exciting experience. Hungary has lots of creative people and they like challenges. As Prime Minister has mentioned, I like challenges. So I come to Hungary just like to my hometown. And in the time of crisis, we can count on Hungarian people who like challenges to move together and find a new way. So I'm very, very happy to be here today. For the last 250 years and more, science, technology, and society have evolved together in ways that are both very impressive and yet deeply troubling. While scientific and technological progress has driven amazing advances in all aspects of human life, and especially in the developed world, it has also led to an array of negative impact. These range from a huge carbon footprint and accompanying increase in extreme weather and climate events to biodiversity and ecosystem function loss. Taken together, this impact will likely threaten our existence on Earth. If we do not collectively change course within the next few years, catastrophe may be unavoidable. The St. James Palace Memorandum in 2009 and the Stockholm Memorandum this year, each signed by over 30 laureates, Nobel laureates, and many other distinguished leaders, stressed the fierce urgency of now and that the time for procrastination is over. Therefore, within the next few years, we must begin to transform our global civilization in profound ways. This new civilization must once be sustainable, equitable, and just. Unfortunately, we don't have much time, which means that we must take action right away. Action and transformation. These will be two key words for this critical decade. We need fundamental transformation because our present path is not viable. Our world as a whole is overdeveloped and they are starting to overwhelm the buffering capacity of a limited Earth. It is extremely important that the developed countries reduce their footprint drastically and that they re-examine their social and economic development. But the real key is how the emerging and developing country will develop in the future. They need to develop for sure, to reduce poverty and starvation, and to prevent a population explosion. Yet, at the same time, they need to find new ways of development instead of imitating the rich countries. Balancing these multiple objectives will require taking on many challenges, including redefining what progress means and returning humanity to nature, as well as a dependence of a society on the sun for its energy needs. Making the challenge even greater is the need for immediate actions and solutions that will begin to realize this transformation within this decade. As I mentioned, there's no much time. Issues like energy conservation, poverty, starvation, as well as disaster prevention and mitigation need solution right away. For us, the global scientific community, perhaps this great transformation is how we can find and maintain our bearing in this fast-changing landscape. As we will discuss over the next 3 days, new fields will keep appearing, as well as new power players and ethical issues. Values will be thrown into question, but perhaps our responsibility to help humanity achieve the sustainability transformation can serve as a beacon, a guiding purpose in uncertain times. In the International Council for Science, or ISU, and its partner are committed to bring the best science on a range of topical priorities. These include climate change, which requires that we stabilize temperature at no more than 2 degrees centigrade, food security, where we must increase yield to feed an estimated 9 billion people by 2050, yet minimizing environmental footprint at the same time, and many other urgent priorities like water security, biodiversity and ecosystem services, sustainable energy for all, and disaster risk reduction. And we must address these topics in a holistic, integrated fashion. International Council for Science, ICSU, is currently part of an alliance that is trying to drastically scale up global, transdisciplinary, and integrated research on sustainability. It will address all of the above topics and more. And although this is a 10-year initiative, our goal is to produce concrete deliverables for policymakers and users already in the near future, rather than only in 10 years' time. One of the key issues we address is resource. For instance, the world nation spends over $1 trillion per year on military defense. Yet, we fail to realize that the greatest threat to human security is arguably climate change and our unsustainability. These are not threats between nations, but by humanity and to humanity itself. It's a global problem. If we put even 1% of that, $10 billion, into global sustainability research, it would go a long way. We are facing crisis, and we must realize that the solutions such as reforestation, renewable energy, and building a green economy will all cost us. It will take a part of our GDP. But unless we come together and forge an international agreement to commit the necessary costs, our chances at a sustainable future will be minimal. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, we have no time to waste. Not only Hungarian, as all of us, like challenges. For survival and prosperity, we must work together and act now. Thank you very much.